Moon Day. Do you have a case of the Moon Days? Because I don't.
No. Not only do I not, Wendy, but if you're looking for signs that we've come to the end of the tunnel.
We're in a tunnel?
We're in a tunnel right now that is the winter.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So you look for, you try your best to look down the tracks to see just a little glimpse of sunshine. So it's supposed to be 60 in the next couple of days, and that's one. And baseball starts on Thursday. And as soon as baseball starts, I mean, it's still going to be cold for a little bit, but you say to yourself, well, if that's not a harbinger that summer's coming, there's nothing.
How come you're not going on spring break? Don't you usually go somewhere?
Yeah, the last couple of years we have gone somewhere. This year I don't know what happened. We just didn't. I don't know.
We didn't last year because we were redoing our basement.
Oh.
And that was
all the money and effort went into that.
Yeah. And then this year, I thought with Michael at college and Dylan at a different school, there are a lot of times at different schools do not sync up in their spring breaks.
Right.
They did, in fact, this year, but I didn't know it. I didn't plan ahead. Oh. And then we got our kitchen done. So that was more money.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're getting a new puppy, and I realized that Wednesday is Jimmy Mac's birthday, and will it work if I just say, hey, that's the puppy?
No. You still have to get him something nice. I'll find him some Star Wars related thing that's way too expensive
and pass
that on to you.
Bill does this all the time. There's some barge or something that's $500.
It's stunning.
Oh, don't say that
Wendy, he would love it. It's done in the same size as the 4-inch figures, right? So it's a full-size Jabba's sail barge, and it is. It's $500, but I just saw pictures of the final product. He would hug you so hard. He would hug the life out of you. I'm afraid that you would get squished.
So this is all a ploy to kill me.
It is.
You're killing me off. I want the show to myself. Get this for Jimmy Mac. He'll squeeze you to death.
All right, you could look at it that way, but that's not really what it is. But I would tell you to be very careful because this would be on his deathbed. His final words would be, "Thank you so much for that that gift."
Sounds big enough to be his deathbed.
He could easily lay in there. It's gigantic.
How big are you talking? 2 feet.
I think it's a little more than that.
Where's he going to put it?
Yeah, that's the problem with this thing is it's so big. But boy, would he love it. There's no doubt about it. He would love this. He would so love this.
Will you stop?
If you don't get it for him, it just means you don't care for him. That's all it means.
No, it does not.
Please get it for him.
Why? You want to see it?
I've seen pictures of it. That's enough for me. I'm simple folk. All I need is a picture. I don't need the actual thing. I don't need it.
I told you what I do. I'm kind of a little impulsive in many things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times I will order things. I'll put them in my cart at various locations online.
With no intention to actually purchase it?
No, I love them. I'll pick my size. It's a pair of boots I wanted. I pick my size. I put them in the shopping cart. And then I close out the window. So in a weird way, it's like, oh, I've browsed for, maybe a half an hour. I'll see it when it comes. And then I kind of forget about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's awesome because I don't spend the money.
Yeah.
Saving up for that big Jabba's barge.
You do have to save up for it. That's not an impulsive purchase. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong in this. Because it fits what we're talking about. It's not just a random thought. I buy a lot of the toys I get online, and now with Toys R Us going down, that's...
Did you go to Toys R Us?
No, I still have not been. You know
Neither
why?
Neither is Jim.
It's too emotional for me.
And the big sales didn't start yet, right?
No, they started on Friday.
That's not 70% off. It's like 20.
I don't know what the breakdown was, but their official going out of business sale started on Friday. I don't know that the 70% off that they talked about is immediate and maybe down the line, but it's almost akin to knowing you're visiting a loved one for the last time because they're not going to make it. I can't go.
Okay,
I'm too emotional.
Listen, that is a big
too
comparison.
Too emotional for me.
Hospice or Toys R Us closing? That's pathetic.
I have so many happy memories in a Toys R Us. Jez, see if you can find, there's a song that I heard over the weekend where it's the Toys R Us theme Performed in a Lower Key is the title of it, and it's a guy singing the Toys R Us theme in a very sad way. See if you can find that and play that, because it's sadder than that.
Toys R
Us. He's got beautiful music accompanying him. It's stunningly beautiful.
Was this a fan that did it?
Yeah.
My God, the tributes are starting already.
They're already pouring in. I'd be surprised if in next cycle's award shows, where it's the stars we've lost this year, if they don't do Toys R Us stores. Jeffrey the Giraffe. So, listen.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with.
That's beautiful. You're crying. Poor
Bill.
I'll be
okay. I'll get through this. I'll be all right. Well, I'll be all right.
Where's Baby G when you need him to cheer you up?
Where's Baby G?
Or is she a
not
girl?
Not a baby anymore. Baby G is a girl. Identifies as a girl. I don't know where.
How about identifies as a giraffe?
That's better. That's more accurate. That's more accurate. All right, so 6 months and 2 weeks ago, I ordered something, a set of toys from a website, which clearly stated that they were in stock.
6 months and 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And when was it supposed to be delivered?
Well, they don't give you an exact date, but normally, as you know, when you buy things, no, it said in stock.
Oh, okay.
It said in stock.
So 8 to 10 business days, you would expect? Maybe 2-3 weeks tops?
2 weeks ago, I sent them an email, and there have been other emails back and forth saying, hey, just, I know you guys have other things going on, but I ordered something a while ago, still haven't gotten it, and I get all kinds of runaround. We're working on it. We pride ourselves in making sure our customers are happy, because repeat customers is what keeps the business going and stuff like that. So 2 weeks ago, I sent them an anniversary email saying, I just want to wish you a happy anniversary. It was 6 months ago today that I ordered an in-stock item from you. And guess what? Here we are a half a year later, all caps, as if to say I'm angry, and I still don't have it.
Very clever way of being mad, though.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Because it let them know
you're a clever guy.
I am complaining. I was going to say that I'm not complaining, but I want the goods.
Yeah.
And the complaint I had the rest of the way was, I don't think it's fair, because they've done this in the past. They list things that are in stock, and then you wait a while, and then when you question them, they go, well, it's back ordered.
Well, that's not in stock.
That's what I said. I go, if you go to any other website, the word in stock means you have it on your shelf, ready to send, ready to ship. That's a deceptive business practice. And they have since stopped that, I've noticed. So maybe I got through to them on one level, but I still want the thing I ordered, because it has been more than a half a year.
I bet they can't even get it now.
Well, and I've seen it, I've seen it all over the place.
Can you cancel your order then?
At this point, after putting in more than a half a year,
you're never going to get it from them, Bill.
I don't know that I am.
I would ask for a full refund.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places, and now you have to do this on the websites everywhere, it'll say back ordered till.
Right.
A lot of times they will give you like a ballpark figure.
Right.
It's usually later than that, but at least it gives you something to strive for.
Well, they send me a thing every month that shows what they'll be shipping out, and every month it's listed on there. And then every month I send them an email going, hey, I almost fell for it. I almost believed you this time. But the last note I said was, and they don't know that I'm not on Twitter or anything like that, but I said, let's turn the tables. Let's say you were a customer of mine and I had to send you something. Wouldn't you take to social media, to Twitter, to warn any potential buyers to avoid your company because you say you're going to send something out and then it's a half a year passing and you still don't? you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've not gotten a usually I get a form letter saying, we appreciate your business and your patience. It's coming, you know, that kind
they
of
probably
thing.
Checked your Twitter and realized you...
I'm not on Twitter.
Well, you do, your name is there and it's a picture of you, but
somebody
must have your account, but you can see that nothing's been posted for like 20 years.
Ever. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But I just don't think that's right. And I mean, I don't know if you got like a better price from these people.
The I have to say on their behalf, the price is great, but
they
could have priced
it
at a penny.
Right.
Because they don't have it. They're not sending it.
I would say, is there any way I guess I would find out if there's any way I could cancel my order.
Yeah.
And then I'd order
it
somewhere else.
I keep waiting one of the emails to say, you know, it's a free country. If you want to cancel your order, feel free. I keep waiting for that. But I always get those reassuring, be patient, little soldier. It's coming.
It's not. 6 months?
6 months and 2 weeks.
That's unacceptable.
That's a long time.
For an in-stock item.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right. Right. And I one of the letters was, do you have any happy customers? I go, maybe. I know it seems like I'm unhappy, but can you just name me one happy customer you have? Because normally in a business that's so competitive like this, we go elsewhere, right? Except for some reason I haven't gone elsewhere.
And I know that you are a collector, a pretty huge collector, but there are surprisingly a lot of you people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like famous people, too,
right.
That are like surprising to me.
So what if I was on Twitter and said to all those people, hey, avoid this company. They say that they'll send stuff and then they don't.
Find the person who is holding your account hostage and tell them to post something.
Fix it. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not smart enough to be on Twitter, but you, sir, you seem to be. Please help me. Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. I'm still a little weepy from the Toys R Us theme.
I know. It is really a part. See, again, it doesn't bother me. It was, Judy and I talked about this. It was a hassle for moms to go there because kids demanded certain toys for Christmas.
Right.
Nieces and nephews. I remember when the Cabbage Patch Dolls came out. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I went to every Toys R Us in the world because this was pre-internet.
Yeah, right.
And it just, I hate it. I have a bad taste in my mouth from Toys R Us.
Here's an interesting rumor, and at this point it's just a rumor, but I've seen it in a couple of places, that one of the people that are trying to come forward and not necessarily buy Toys R Us, because as we mentioned, that's almost impossible because of their debt load, but KB Toys, which went out of business several years ago, their name has come up a couple times, like the owners of them were looking to get back in the game, and all of a sudden they see that there's a giant hole there. So they're like, wow, what better time to get back in it than
except
with Toys R Us going down?
Except for the $5 billion in debt. So
that's a problem.
Because I think we mentioned that KB
that's a huge
was an
problem.
Item.
Oh, was that mentioned?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
That's been out of business for quite some time, huh?
KB Toys, I think, went out about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, that's all? I thought it was longer.
But not even their biggest stores didn't come close to Toys R Us's smallest store. I mean, they were a toy store on a much smaller scale. Usually in predominantly in malls and stuff. I don't know if they had any freestanding stores, but Toys R Us stores are gigantic. So that would be biting off quite a lot if you're KB.
Although I have to tell you, I haven't done a lot of shopping at Toys R Us in recent years because Target, Walmart, all these places has pretty much the same thing. And Toys R Us to me was always more expensive.
On some things, but not other things. But the selection at those others, you know, like the Targets and the Walmarts, they only have a certain amount of shelf space. Except at Christmas, they always expand it a little bit.
But see, for collectors like you, you're looking for specific items.
Yeah.
Hot toys, they have them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the harder to get ones, that's
right.
Where you lucked out at Toys R Us, same with my husband. But just your regular, you know, hot toys for the season.
Right.
They're stocked
find
pretty
those.
Well. It's, you know,
and online.
Farm and Fleet does it then for Christmas.
I know.
Poor Toys R Us.
It's awful. All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. You'll get some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
I'll take it for one day.
Yeah, me too.
When can we expect it every day, Judy? Is that ever going to happen?
I'd say June.
June.
Yeah, that's what you always say.
I always say June first.
And even in June.
Right, you still get some cold days. That's so true.
Although it goes, the seasons are expanding the other way now. They start later, and sometimes in October it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like our winters are shorter.
Not the cold weather, but just the winter with the really hard. Like, even now when it's cold, it's not that bitter cold.
Right.
You well, know, again, 39. Wasn't this some somewhat mild winter?
Yes. Mostly, yeah.
It's the whole climate change.
I'm okay
thing.
With that.
You know, if you believe in it, it's happening.
Oh, I believe in it.
Don't. You should believe it.
Please believe in it. All right. I have a whole bunch of strange stories. Are you in the mood for a whole bunch of strange stories?
Yes.
I got a whole bunch of them.
I love strange.
Did you see? There was pictures on the internet of this a few days last week, and then people just accepted it and stopped complaining about it or being scared by it. But did you see this, like, sea creature that washed up on a shore in Georgia that no one can explain exactly what it is?
No.
Did you see the pictures of this thing? A man from Waycross, Georgia, has been scratching his head after he discovered a Loch Ness-type thing that washed up on a beach while he was out with his son. Jeff Warren said he found the strange sea creature. You got to see pictures of this because I could describe it all day long, but until you see it, you say to yourself, what dimension is that thing from? Where did that come from?
And where was it found?
This was in Georgia, Waycross, Georgia. So Jeff Warren and his son are out taking a walk. And I have to say, unlike movies, he didn't fall in love with this sea creature. Like, a lot of times when you see something like this happen in the movies, your automatic response is you're curious about it, and then you fall in love with it.
Yeah,
he
well, maybe if
that.
It has
it's
a
not,
nice
yeah, it's
fin.
Not built.
No, it's not as
this
chiseled.
This one is, yeah. Looks like a mermaid.
Yeah, this one's just kind of...
Oh, God.
You see what I mean?
Ugh.
That shouldn't exist in the... I mean, if you're a sea creature listening, I apologize, but that thing, it's going to scare you if you see that. Jeff Warren said he found this strange sea creature after going boating at the Wolf Island National Wildlife Refuge. This is located in Golden Isles, Georgia.
It's just an eel.
Do you think it is? It looks like it's similar to an eel, but I don't know if it is an eel. But it's similar.
If it looks like an eel.
And tastes like an eel.
It slithers like an eel.
You got an eel.
He initially
thought the animal was a dead seal.
How? What, stretched out?
It doesn't look at all like a seal.
Are you looking at it, Jude?
Yeah.
It does not look like a seal.
No, really thin, long
I meant to say
seal.
Eel.
Right.
I accidentally put the S there. I got a drawl.
But upon closer inspection, it says closure for the record, but it should be closer.
Yeah,
I know. Closer inspection, he saw it resembled something from prehistoric times.
Oh, my God.
You know, think about it. There's probably tons of stuff in the sea that we have not seen.
I think so, too. And you know how we can prove this. Remember when James Cameron built this submarine to go to the lowest depths that anyone's ever been in the ocean?
Yes.
And there are all kinds of things that have not been affected by the sun. Like, they don't even have eyes.
Right, because
they're
all
in
the depth of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is what? How deep is the deepest part of the ocean that we probably haven't even gone there.
I don't know.
It's just so
miles.
Scary
yeah.
down
miles
there.
Miles and miles, right?
Yeah.
I can't even think of it.
There are some springs that are, they haven't even gotten to the bottom
right.
of in, here in, you know,
right.
springs of water. It's just, yeah.
Within
yeah.
the ocean?
No, in areas.
So you have to think, like, all right, so this James Cameron thing was about, was it 5 years ago or something?
Yeah,
he
was
had
he
special
doing a
submarine.
Movie or something? Or he was
doing a documentary.
Oh, that's right.
Right? So... And
I thought he was filming the Titanic.
No.
No,
that
this was
prior
a
to.
Different thing.
All right, so he said this is the lowest anyone has gone so far, but you could potentially go way, 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 way lower.
Too scary.
So imagine what must be down there.
Yeah.
It's
I kind of want to.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The things nightmares are made of.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's scarier than imagining what's up in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know,
oh,
right.
They're just wet and gross and
right.
muddy.
And they're missing important things like eyes and stuff. I want my sea creatures to
probably not teeth.
Have,
I bet they all have teeth.
They have teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is just... Dark Water. I saw that movie. It's not really worth watching.
No.
But Dark Water scares me
to death.
Which
one was that? I've seen all of them.
I don't know. They were swimming. I don't even remember.
Mm.
I don't think...
The bickering couple?
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, but...
Is that the one with sharks?
And it's a true story.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they left them. They miscounted.
I never
go scuba diving. Ever.
Yeah, the depths of the ocean freak me out big time. Dark water is scary, guys. Even, like, if you go in a swimming pool on vacation and there's no lights.
Right.
I won't go in.
Really?
You don't know what's under there. There could
be a crocodile, alligator in there.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a guy who's going to grab you.
Right. Just waiting. So he's waiting at the bottom of the ocean.
No, I'm saying the pool.
Oh, in the pool, yeah.
If it's dark, if you can't see, I just can't grab you.
I would say don't ever go in a dark pool just because it's probably dangerous right off the top.
But yeah. But if given the choice between a pool or a body of water, you're probably safer in the pool,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah? Just bring a flashlight.
Always bring a flashlight when you're diving. The mystery creature, which had already started being devoured by birds on the beach, stretched to around 5 feet and appeared to have an elongated neck.
It looks like an elephant's trunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it have like a face or fin or eyes or...
You couldn't really make out a face.
Yeah. You know what I mean by a face.
Yeah.
You know what kind of creature this is?
What?
Butterface.
It's a butterface. A butterface eel. It has the body of an eel, butterface.
Well, it looks like it's got a little.
It's like an elephant's trunk.
Yeah.
No, but at one end, is that an eye?
Give me an eye.
There's another view that actually makes it look like it has, it looks like a dolphin. Look at that.
Oh, I've not seen this picture. Yeah, it's more, but with crazy teeth.
Well, they don't have orthodontia down there deep. Yeah,
no.
That's bad.
Chaz, can we put this on the internet, or is the internet even ready for this picture? You'll do it? All right. According to First Coast News, a trusted source when it comes to sea creatures, Warren recorded the creature and spoke about it at the nearby Skipper's Fish House, where he was
special. There's a creature fry
over an ale.
Batter dipped just the way we like it. Where he was told of a legend called Alti or Althama, the local equivalent of the Loch Ness Monster.
It's Althama time.
Who was said to roam the seas in the area.
Is that the polka version?
Yeah. So hardly ever heard polka version of It's Hammer Time. I wrote that with Myron Florin.
I don't know who that is, but someone laughed out there.
I bet Judy's dad would know who that is.
Yeah.
The guy with two names?
Yeah. However, when Action
My
News...
My dad, you mean?
Yeah, didn't he have two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's just one name, but you can break it into two.
Right.
Wendy.
Call me D.
However, when Action News Jax contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for help in understanding what the creature could be. Now, let's stop there for just a second. Think about this. If you see some creature that you can't identify, but you're curious, you're like, oh, I'm on a beach, and there's something I have no idea, I wouldn't even know who to call, would you? They're like a,
yeah,
a game warden. I would call a game warden first.
I'd call Judy Pilek live in the newsroom.
I would call 911.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you call 911? I'd call a game warden, and then I'd call Jack Warden, because I've always enjoyed his work. Jack Warden, I know you don't know me.
Unless you're in Chicago, you can call 311 for
information. Yeah, call them.
Yeah, call them and see how that call goes.
They'll put you right through. According to the director, Dan Ash, many sea animals have a way of decomposing, which means they resemble a plesiosaurus, which was a long-necked marine dinosaur that first existed more than 200 million years ago. He just knew that off the top of his head?
No.
That when some sea creatures...
He's a fish guy.
I guess.
Bernese.
Not that fish. Ash said that there have been examples of 30-foot-long basking sharks decomposing in such a way that they look as if they have a long neck and a small head.
All right, well, that makes sense, but this doesn't look like it's under any type of decomposition.
I don't think it does.
But
does
maybe
it?
It's been eaten. Parts of
birds were taking parts of it.
But I mean, even in the sea, maybe before if it died and
maybe
it's the last part of it.
The U.S. Oh, go on. Mark.
No, I was just saying we're putting it up on our Facebook page, but don't look at it if you're eating lunch.
Don't look directly at it.
It's not because
I'm eating Asian food right now, and it kind of looks the same.
It's only because the birds got to it, or else it would have been fine.
Yeah, but I wonder. Do you think it would have?
Well, I mean, it would have
easier
looked
to identify.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying.
It's not anything we've
seen. The
only
gross part of it is that the birds got to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just some weird looking
elephant trunk.
Its mouth, though, the way the teeth are situated, it's otherworldly.
Well, I didn't see the mouth. That's what I was asking. Did it have like a head?
The picture you showed me, I've not seen before of it.
Listen, that picture is a fake.
Do you think it is?
No, the one I showed
in the water?
No, no, not that one.
It's very worm-like. That was the original picture.
It looks like a shark to me.
This one?
In the water. That one, it looks like
an eel.
Yeah, it looks...
That looks like from a horror movie.
But does it have a head there?
Yeah. Well, that's where the teeth are.
But now this other picture, again, it says... the mystery creature washes up in Georgia is a different view of it, but it looks entirely different.
Yeah.
This looks like Seymour from dentist.
That looks like something completely else. Wait a second. Is that the same
one? Little Shop of Horrors. Thank you, Jess.
Oh,
that's my gosh.
What it looks like.
Yeah, now you're seeing the one with the teeth, right?
Right. Look at that. Wow.
See, think about
that. Exactly what it looks like.
Like Jimmy Durante.
You nailed it, Wendy.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
But think about you're swimming in Georgia.
I could have had a V8.
In some lake or reservoir, and all of a sudden that thing swims up next to you. How loud would you scream?
I would faint. You wouldn't
you
even
would, know. Right?
First of all, it's not a lake or reservoir. It's from the ocean.
Yeah.
Don't be telling me that's in the Great Lakes, because that's the only reason why I swim in the Great Lakes.
That was in someone's bathtub. I'm not trying to scare you. But wouldn't you, honestly, if something like that...
It wouldn't.
Regardless...
If that wouldn't swim next to you, it would eat you.
It would, right?
It wouldn't. You wouldn't just go, oh, that's a weird thing slithering. It would. You'd be in its mouth and done by the time you figured out what it was.
No way. Its mouth is not that big.
It looks pretty big, Jude.
It's big, but it's not shark big. It's not jaws big.
No, it's not that
big. Well, it would constrict you like a boa constrictor, maybe.
Oh, for gosh sakes. I hadn't thought of that. Another reason not to swim in the ocean.
I don't like the ocean.
No, I don't do it anymore. I used to love it until I put goggles on and looked inside the ocean.
Yeah, there's crazy stuff.
I can't believe my parents let me do it. I never went in again.
Like a jellyfish is like one of the weirdest things ever.
They're pretty cool.
They're cool, but it's
not
so
to swim with.
Bizarre.
You know, I went to Alabama, Gulf Shores one spring break, and it was filled with jellyfish.
Yeah, sometimes
it just happens. Yeah, it was a weird...
When you were swimming?
Well, we couldn't even, but by day four, we're like, all right, let's just go in. Yeah, they were everywhere. And we just finally said, you know, we wanted to go in.
Did you get
stung? No, we did not.
My friend, we used to vacation in Delray Beach almost every year when I was a kid. And we'd go with a bunch of other people. And we were all kidding because it was one of those years where there were a lot of jellyfish. Like sometimes you'd only see one or two
right,
of the whole week.
These were like
these were all
everywhere.
Over. So we kept pretending to be attacked by jellyfish. My brother and myself and my friend Bob.
You didn't even have
we
to
kept
pretend.
Pretending. And then Bob is screaming at the top of his lungs. And my brother and I are like, he is such a good actor.
Oh,
I mean, you almost
God.
Think. And he was. He had a jellyfish move down his leg and cut. It's like a razor.
Oh, it's horrible.
Did you pee on him?
No, I like them more.
No, they say that's what you're supposed to do.
I stepped on one in Mexico last year. And it hurt for days. And it was on my little toe.
Oh, no.
Just like it had wrapped around a little bit. And, it just burned. It burned for days. Yeah.
My cousins used to do a thing if they'd be washed up on the beach where they would jump on it and squish it like it would go in all different directions. Like you just jump straight up and you
Gross.
Land on it. Yeah, they thought that was a lot of fun. But
and all the poison squirted out?
Yeah, were they dead? Because they didn't get stung after doing that, did they?
No, they both survived.
No, well, it's not that. It's
the jellyfish. They died.
Yeah, it's the tentacles of the jellyfish. It's not
that's
the body.
Where the stinger
yeah,
is.
It's the tentacles.
And if they're dead,
and
it
that's
won't
what happens.
Sting
they
you?
Kind of
they're so
no,
beautiful.
I think
to watch.
Still... If you step on the tentacles, still,
yeah,
that's what I think I did in Mexico. I think I feel like I just stepped
there
on.
There was a dead one in the sand.
A dead one in the tentacles.
You didn't see
still.
It, obviously.
No, didn't see it.
It was just
it
there
all.
In the sand. Mm-hmm. Oh no!
And I didn't even know until like 2 days later. I'm like, oh, my toe is killing me. It's like a burn.
Yeah.
And then someone said, oh, that's probably a jellyfish sting. But I immediately ran and got it fixed.
And I'm sorry I don't know this, but I'm not an oceanographer, Wendy. I'm not an oceanographer. Man-o-war is a type of jellyfish, right?
I think so, a really big one.
That's the worst one, the most dreaded one? All right.
I think so,
according
yeah.
to the song Rock Lobster,
what do
it
they
is
say?
A very deadly one. There goes a man-o-war.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the man-o-war is that might be the deadliest.
The man of war.
Yeah, because you could die getting
Sexist.
Stung, but normally
the
you don't.
The personal war.
Yeah. Now, how did you get it fixed? You said it hurt until you got it fixed.
I just went to the
what
the
did they
medic?
Give you for
the
that?
The medic and nothing. Cream and a baby.
Cream?
Some yeah. salve.
That's
salve,
not going to
yeah.
do.
No, I just, they
you need
said,
something more.
You should drink a little bit more while you're here.
They said
say
that too.
You're supposed to urinate on it. I don't know why,
I couldn't
and I don't
do that.
Know if that's a...
I was with my cousin. I did not want her to urinate on my...
Maybe that's what happened to Trump. Maybe in Russia, he accidentally stepped on a jellyfish. And luckily, there were some prostitutes there to help him out. I'm such a defender.
Wasn't he doing the peeing?
No, I think it was the other way around.
No, it was them.
It was them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I try not to.
They were trying to save him.
Your way is sick, Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you stepped on a jellyfish and it hurt that much, perhaps you'd wet your own pants, so maybe that would help.
Oh, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Does urine help a jellyfish sting? Unfortunately, in the real world, treating a jellyfish sting by urinating on it may actually cause someone even more pain rather than relief.
Oh, we got to get that word out.
Urine can actually aggravate the jellyfish's stingers into releasing more venom.
Really? Why?
So do you have to pull the... that's weird.
Why would that be?
So I remember now it's coming back to me. That's right. I felt like I stepped on, like, fishing line. Because I went and I removed something. I was like, oh.
It was a hook.
No, no. But it was the tentacle.
The stinger.
It was the tentacle wrapped around. You know, I stepped in and I carried it a ways. And like I said, it was the smallest little part. And it really hurt. So you can imagine.
Well, you know, like when you accidentally touch fiberglass and you get those little things, even though it's tiny, it still bugs you forever.
Yep.
Now, urinating on a jellyfish, fiction fish, is it an effective treatment? It worked for Monica on Friends. I forgot about that episode.
I don't know if I ever saw that.
Yeah, I know.
Still fishing.
Back in 1997, all the friends from that show trekked to the beach only to witness a jellyfish sting Monica. In this episode, Joey remembered seeing a documentary that advised urinating on the sting to ease the pain. Monica agreed to try the treatment, and it worked. Unfortunately, in the real world, treating a jellyfish sting by urinating on it may actually cause someone in Monica's situation even more pain rather than relief. This is really good to know, because haven't you heard this forever, that you're supposed to pee on
it? Not really.
I've heard it, but I always thought it was just a myth.
I had weird high school boyfriends. urine can actually aggravate the jellyfish's stingers into releasing more venom. The cure is indeed fiction.
Oh.
Jellyfish, those bulbous Medusa-like creatures, float near many of the world's beaches. Some of the jellyfish's skin cells are stinging cells. These specialized cells have organelles called nematocysts that contain venom. These tentacles can be so long that swimmers might not even see the jellyfish that stings them.
That's what happened to Judy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does it mention Judy in there?
The pain is instant. Is that what yours was?
Yep.
Like as soon as you stepped down on something and you assumed it was...
And it was like a burn.
Oh.
Once stung, angry red whip-like lash marks mar the skin. The pain radiates from the sting site and starts to itch, burn, and throb as it blisters.
Ugh.
Yipes. Scratching it, though, can make the pain worse because it activates these nematocysts and then more venom is secreted. Wow, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're rarely life-threatening, although they're very painful. For most injuries in North America, at least, the pain will not last longer than 24 hours, peaking about 5 minutes after the sting occurs, dissipating over the next few hours.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it longer.
Well, and you know what? I think it's where it was, between my toes.
Yeah, right. It's the sensitive area.
Yeah, because I almost felt like I stepped on glass. I was going through all these things while I was walking on the sand, and then I realized, oh, yeah, it was So it was just an odd spot.
They recommend these people, according to scientificamerican.com, washing the area with salt water, which you wouldn't think to do.
No, I wouldn't think that at all.
Such rinsing will deactivate those nematocysts that are still hanging on.
Mm.
So that a freshwater rinse will have the opposite effect. Any change to the balance of solution, such as the concentration of salts inside and outside, set off the stinging. So, adding fresh water to the sting site dilutes the salts outside the cell, unbalancing it, causing more pain. So rinse it in.
So it's like go back into the ocean where you got stung.
Right.
Yeah. The place that we always stayed, the motel that we stayed at in Delray, they had this white cabinet when you came up from the beach. So there were two different solutions. One was a bottle of this stuff that you'd put on yourself. You know how sometimes you get in the ocean and you get those like almost like purplish-brown patches of like tar from the ocean? So you put the stuff on there, and it would remove the tar from your skin. But then the other one was some solution that said in case of a sting from a jellyfish to put that on there. But I have no idea what would have been in that solution
maybe
whatsoever.
Salt water.
Salt water, maybe.
Oh, could have just been.
And they're saying that urine varies too much. Some is saltier than others, so some may make it sting more.
Acidic. Who knows what's in that
so
urine.
So salt water, that's the...
Judy, that's the problem facing the kids today. Who knows? Thank
but
you
don't you worry,
out.
We can always test it.
Yes. Thanks, Judy. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's coming up on Sports Central next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.